Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Let's get right to work here with farm news. Smithfield Foods has reported record results for its fiscal 2025 third quarter. Net sales, $3.7 billion. That's a 12.4% increase from a year ago. The company also achieved an operating profit of $310 million. The higher price of everything has equated to higher profit. As farmers continue navigating a period of tight margins and volatile markets, the Fertilizer Institute is urging policymakers to focus on practical solutions. The Fertilizer Institute President and CEO Corey Rosenbusch said the solutions need to strengthen U.S. agriculture, expand markets for producers, and ensure farmers have access to fertilizer exactly when and where it's needed. America's farmers are the most productive in the world, and we're proud to stand with them through the challenging market conditions we are experiencing as global factors continue driving fertilizer costs. Rosenbusch listed a number of steps to accomplish its goals, including advancing a national policy to expand domestic fertilizer production, appointing a full-time USDA fertilizer economist, and streamlining federal permitting and regulatory reviews to accelerate construction and modernization of fertilizer plants, mines, and infrastructure. Recent rains have brought much-needed soil moisture to Kansas, improving prospects for fall wheat stands. At the same time, the weather-restoring soil moisture has slowed wheat planting progress. In central Kansas, Derek Sawyer, chair of the Kansas Wheat Commission, said planting progress in his area is only about halfway complete. Acres are steady so far, but overall, he says, I think acres will be down because fall harvest has been delayed. South Dakota Senator Mike Rounds met recently with President Donald Trump and Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins. He discussed the president's plan to import some beef from Argentina. Rounds said they agreed the U.S. needs an America First game plan that prioritizes American farmers and ranchers. Following the meeting, Rounds said he was encouraged by the president's desire to do right by the American producer, opening the market to even more foreign beef, which American consumers cannot differentiate because of current labeling rules, would only exacerbate the problem and hurt domestic producers, but implementing mandatory country of origin labeling would empower consumers to choose. Round said the Packers and Stockyards Act continues to be ignored as four companies, two of which are Brazilian-owned, monopolize the beef processing market. He said that the issue cannot be resolved by displacing American beef with foreign beef. This is Inside Agriculture. Let's break and be right back with the Wednesday morning markets.